Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
So Carrie's Couch today, I feel like I'm a very lucky one. Happened to bump into this gentleman recently at a gig, and I think I might have hounded him and said, please, I need you. And maybe you didn't know, but he is Durban born and bred. And I hear apparently that there might be a move to the 011 happening sometime soon. On Carrie's Couch this morning, it is Sketchy Bongo. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, so we know you as the man behind the ski mask. You are a very well-known name, and not just KZN, but South Africa, and I'm very sure other parts of the world. So let's just find out for someone who said, Sketchy who now? Yeah. A little bit about yourself. Where were you born, bred? Tell me about yourself.
So I'm from Durban. I actually grew up in Westville. I went to Westville Boys High School.
Seriously?
Yeah. we all grew up together. So except for Shekinah, like Kyle Dage, A1 Wolf were like my frequent collaborators. They all went to Westville Boys. We all lived around the same area. And so I'm a music producer. I produce songs like Let You Know featuring Shekinah, produce Love Me in the Dark with Kay and Cruz, Cold Shoulder with Lock and Bull, and there's a new one with Lock and Bull that's either dropped or gonna drop soon.
And as a little boy, tell me about your life. Mom and dad, were they together? Do you have siblings?
Yeah, so my parents are still married. I have a sister, a younger sister. She's also living in Joburg.
Really?
So I started playing piano from the time I was 7, 8, or 9. I'm not sure. One of the three.
But was this a choice that Mini Sketchy made, or was this kind of put onto you by your parents?
My dad bought a piano. I'm not sure why he bought a piano, but it was there in the lounge, and then I was fiddling with it. So then he took my sister and I for lessons. My sister hated it, and she quit after a week, and I enjoyed it. So
are you pretty competent as a piano player?
I'm classically trained. I read music, so I'm grade 5 Trinity, and I'm grade 7 in theory. And if anyone knows what that is, but
anyone who knows piano music, knows that's pretty legit. Yeah. And if I had to find 6-year-old you and asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? What would he have said?
Six-year-olds. What's grades? Grade 1, right?
Grade 1, yeah.
No idea.
And then when you got to high school?
High school, I was already starting to produce music.
Okay, so you knew that was your vibe.
Yeah, so I was playing classical piano till I don't know ages, so I'm going to say grade 7.
Yeah.
And then when I was at the end of grade 7, I actually, you know, they have those dances in school, all this stuff.
Discos.
Yeah.
Proper.
So I was like an awkward guy. So I started DJing. So I was DJing at primary school when I was in the school. Yeah.
Hold on. You know what? You've just actually outed yourself in a big way.
Why?
Because that's the one way that you don't have to be that guy that has to ask someone to dance.
Yes.
Being a man playing the music. So
was a plan,
Was Sketchy Bongo in grade 8, grade 9, was he quite an awkward guy at school? Did he have lots of friends?
I had lots of friends because I was friends with the guys that were in grade 11 and matric when I was in grade 8, because we had this thing in Westville Boys, I don't know if it still exists, but it was called music club or hip hop club or something.
Yeah.
And then A1 Wolf, he used to come through to that, and then I was DJing for this thing. I was a grade 8, what did they call him? I forgot what they call him. I was DJing, I was making beats, so he would come to my house. So I was allowed to go into a matric quad, no one, because he was a prefect.
No!
I was just walking to
matric
quad.
Living the dream.
Yeah, nobody, I never had problems with anybody. Kyle was also in the same year as A1, but I didn't really know Kyle that well. He was more into sports and stuff that time. Yeah.
No, he claims.
He played for South Africa. He played beach football for South Africa, though.
We hadn't played at our Toy Story campaign. We had a fun soccer match, and he takes it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you, the name Sketchy Bongo, how did that come about and when?
So I have a marketing background, so I was producing under no name before. So I during high school, I produced for like a lot of acts. So I produced for acts like Squatter Camp, a lot of the earlier hip hop acts like Proverb, Pro Kid, all those guys. And I was just producing it myself, and I was getting paid in high school like decently.
Sure.
So that was cool. But then
that was cool.
Yeah. So I started doing my own stuff. As Sketchy Bong, I pretty much came up with the name by just putting random words together and putting it into a Google search engine.
To see if anyone had used it.
Yeah, and I put like random words together. That's where my marketing background comes from, because you need something that's going to stand out. And those were two random words that were weird enough to stand out.
And from someone who was born and grew up in humid-filled KZN, why the ski mask?
So the ski mask actually came from a music video that we were shooting. It was for an artist called Sheen Skies, and he had a ski mask as one of the props for the music video, and I wore it, and then I said I'm keeping it. And that was before Sketchy Bongo was a thing. I just produced the song, so I was just there for the video, and then I kept the mask, and then Sketchy Bongo was birthed. Yeah.
Do you find that now that, I mean, you are famous now?
Kind of.
Well, I mean, yeah, everyone knows Sketchy Bongo. The thing is that not everyone knows what Sketchy Bongo looks like. So whenever you're like, oh, I saw Sketchy Bongo, majority of my friends think that you're a black dude. Okay.
That's not uncommon, yeah.
So do you think that maybe having the ski mask has actually helped you keep your sense of sanity in life, because you can, if you want to, walk through somewhere like unnoticed?
Yeah, you know what the thing is? It depends where I am. Johannesburg, it's fine, because they have like soapy stars walking through the mall, so they don't care about me. And the Johannesburg people tend not to bother people, especially in the main city. In Durban, Gateway, I'll do about two or three photos in Gateway. Pavilion's actually worse. But I don't mind doing it. I was in Wild Coast on the weekend with the family for a little while, and I took like at least 10 to 12 pictures.
Really?
Like, yeah. People still recognize me without the mask.
And do you have kids?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your partner?
My wife.
How long, like, does she get annoyed that she has to share you with the public?
No, she knew what it was. Yeah. she also has her own little following. People want to take pictures with her now.
Oh, that's cool.
It's weird.
So I just want to ask you, because we have got you on this kind of performance pedestal. It's Sketchy Bongo. I mean, the last time I saw you, I know it was a pretty random gig, but you still just show up every time. Do you ever have moments of self-doubt? Like, do you have moments where you have to kind of talk yourself through and remind yourself, like, I'm good enough and I deserve this, like most humans? Or have you got to a point now where you're just like, I'm killing it and I'm the best? And
when it comes to doing shows, like, you know how it's like when you have like a dead room, like it's difficult. I've gotten used, like when I was starting, that was the most difficult thing, doing corporate shows where people are sitting down and eating dinner. Like, that's really difficult, but I've learned the mask helps a lot to that.
Of course.
Like, I put on the mask, I wear the sunglasses, I got the hat, I'm in my own place. And if I'm doing, like, I sometimes wear darker sunglasses, I don't see anyone. I just do my thing. But, like, I'm good with getting crowds activated.
Yeah.
But I think the only self-doubt really comes in sometimes when you're going into studio, like, to make a new song, like, from scratch. Like, sometimes you don't know if this thing's going to be amazing or it's not, or you don't know how it's going to sound. When I was young, younger, like a few years ago, like, it was much easier. I don't know why, because I was based in studio much more.
Is there someone like specific whose opinion matters most to you? So if this person says, no, that's a good one, you trust it? Or
My wife and probably A1 Wolf. So I'll tell you a story. One of our first major hits was Back to the Beach with Shekinah and Kyle Dage. So when the three of us made that song, we actually thought it was a throwaway track. We thought it was like an average song. And then A1 came into the studio like after we'd finished, and we played him the demo, and he was like, what? This is so dope. This is going to be the biggest song. Like, trust me, it's going to be amazing. This is a song. It's about Durban. It's amazing. This is going to be a huge hit. We're like, I don't know. And then we ended up licensing the song, and we lost a ton of money of doing that.
Really?
Because we thought it was a throwaway track. Yeah. But yeah, now I listen to whatever he says. He says something's good or not. Yeah.
And in your own personal life, when you're just chilling at home, is it Sketchy Bongo chilling like every other normal human being, or are you always somehow in producer mode?
No. I used to be way more in producer mode. Like, I used to be in the studio every day, twice a day. Like, it used to be like a job, like check. Now, like, I DJ more than I produce now. So I go into studio to do a specific song. So if I'm doing a song with whoever, I'll call them up. We set a time. And normally it's not in Durban for some reason. Yeah. Like all the artists leave Durban.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
Unfortunately, yeah, they said like Durban makes like brilliant artists for export.
True. Like the only guys that I know that did like major things that are still here, like Kyle and A1.
The thing is, I think the Durban audience is also very hard to get bums on seats, very hard to sell tickets.
It means also that our fees are slightly higher than Joburg artists because we're including flights and accommodation. Into our riders. But I do a lot of shows all over the country. I mean, like, I do probably the most shows in Cape Town. And that's a much more expensive flight than going to Joburg or going to Durban.
I can't believe that's something you even have to worry about. You know, when I think Sketchy Bunga, I'm like, you're up here, and not just in my mind, but in everyone's mind. Yeah. And I mean, I also wanted to ask you this, maybe a bit more personal. We got, when you look at the overseas artists, so many of them start dealing with some sort of issues with whether it's narcotics or drinking or even depression because you're in the public eye and you have this pressure on yourself to do this great work. How have you managed to get this far? I mean, I don't know what's lying below the surface.
No, we've seen like a lot of people like come and go in the industry. Like, like guys that like had huge hits that fell off because of drugs and like doing like the worst stuff. But like with me, we kind of stick together. Me, Kyle, A1, Sheen Sky, we stick together. We have our own things. We know when to leave. We know when to get there. We know how to tell somebody when they're doing too much of something to calm down. We have a good, solid, like we have our crew, and we've been working together and chilling together since we were kids.
You look after each other.
Yeah, like we always, we fight about whatever, but like we always got each other's back. Whether it comes to like social stuff or whether it comes to especially like things like depression and things like that, because like that's a very common problem in the entertainment industry, not just the music industry. Like you must see it with like actors and everything. Like you need to have somebody that you can actually talk to.
Have you ever felt that you've suffered from depression?
Yeah, I think I felt depressed. I don't think I haven't been medically treated or anything like that. But yeah, like you go through like periods where, especially like, I think the worst time for me was like my first heavy December. I think I did in like the end of 2015, which meant every day I was on a flight to a new. I don't know where I was. Like I don't know where in the.
And you're expected to give 200% every day.
Yeah, it was, and that's rage time. So like you know what Durban's like during rage. Like this area, Umhlanga is crazy, but this is also doing rage in PE, Jeffreys Bay, St. Francis Bay, Cape Town, Johannesburg, and like
it's a lot of energy expenditure.
Yeah, like doing three shows a day is ridiculous. Like,
was there ever a point then when you were like, done, man, I don't want to do this anymore?
I remember I woke up and I didn't know where I was. I was like in a city that I didn't know where I was, and I had to look at my phone to see what date it was, and I was like, okay, I'm in this place. Okay, what do I need to do today?
Sure.
Yeah, that's the worst. Because like, I'll tell you a story, right? I met with Justin Bieber. So I opened for Justin Bieber in 2017, and I asked him a similar question because he does world tours, like not South African tours.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, I asked, do you ever wake up and like not know where you are? He's like, yeah, that's what tour life is. He's like, I'm about to quit. Like, I can't do this anymore. And literally, I thought he was joking, but like literally the month after South Africa, he cancelled every other date after that tour, on that tour, which is like the whole of Europe.
Sure.
So like we were the last people on that Believe tour because of what he was going through. So
it's, you know, and I think it's a good thing for us to remember that you guys are artists, and we love you and we appreciate you. You're also human and you're people who need to feed your body the right nutrients. You need to take time for yourself. You need to spend time with family. You need to feel home and grounded.
Yeah. But you know what? I feel like I tell this to a lot of there's a lot of talented kids in Durban that I work with a lot just to help the youth get like free studio time and things like that. And I always tell them, like, you must be ready for this life. I'll tell you something, like Nasty C.
Yeah.
Nasty C, we were working with Nasty C from the time he was like 15 years old. And this kid, like, we knew he was going to blow up. Like, we knew. But he was the most mature 15-year-old. Like, when I was working with, when he was 15, I was at least, like, 21 or 23 or something like that. But, like, he, I told him, like, you're the most mature guy ever. Like, he's got his head on his shoulders, like, and that's why he is where he is and why he's doing what he's doing, because he doesn't give in to, like, any pressure. Like, nothing. He's, like, it's weird.
No, but it takes a very wise soul, someone with a lot of strength of character, to be able to do what you guys do. It's a lot.
Like, I'll tell you right now, there's, like trap music, like, that's all about, like, the party life and stuff like that. There's kids that are going to blow, like, in America, it's already happening. Like, guys are blowing up overnight and they don't know how to deal with having, like, huge amounts of money in their bank account and being able to blow it from having nothing to just, it's like, especially for a kid, like, you do stupid things. We had guys, like, I don't want to mention names, but, yeah, like, people that were in South Africa that blew up the same time but much younger than us, that fell off really quickly. They were going to hotel rooms, they got banned from a hotel room chain because they're throwing TVs out of windows and
stuff.
We, like, stupid things. They're having, like, house parties. They'll book out the whole floor of a hotel and then I'll just have a party and
acting like they're Jay-Z.
Yeah, no, Jay-Z doesn't act like that though.
Oh, but I guess acting like they're that caliber. Yeah. Well, it depends which Jay-Z we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, like, the guys that, oh no, that's a good but yeah, it's got to do with, like, maturity, and it's not about age or anything. It's just about understanding you're doing this for the right reasons. You're doing it to make music. If you're doing it to make music and you're about the music, then that's cool. Even if you're doing it to be famous, like, that's cool, but do it for that. Get your money by being famous, or get your money by doing music, but don't
get sucked in.
Get sucked into that life, because there's people that will inflate your ego for, like, no reason and try to get things from you, and there's people that you'll bring into your circle that are not the right people, that will seem like the right people. There's a lot of snakes, and, you know.
And I know I've had you probably for longer than I should have already, but my other question is, do you have a way, like, how do you know when someone genuinely digs you and someone wants to be, like, put Sketchy out the window? It's like, Mr. Pillow, man. What, like, this is you and me. We want to be friends. How do you read
that? You
know,
the song by Drake is called No New Friends. So that's what I live by.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, it's friends, but, like, until I know you, like, really well. Like, we have our circle. Like, we stick in our circle, and there's people that are associates, and there's people that we work with that we'll be on good terms with. That's how it has to be. Like, I don't even think in the entertainment industry. I think just in life, like, you know the people you can trust.
So, like, I guess,
you
know, like, it's amazing, because I think, like, if Sketchy Bongo had a birthday, it would be this massive event, but actually it'd probably be your closest 10 people.
Yeah.
Your wife, A1,
yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah, like my wedding was super small for an Indian wedding in Durban. It was really small. It was like 120 people.
Oh my,
like,
gosh, and that's sprinkle.
Yeah, that's like mostly family. So, yeah, like, the people I invited were, like, artists that I work with, and, like, nobody had, like, there were people that had plus ones, and, like, even the one guy brought a plus one, and that lady, she caused problems. Like, I should have just said no.
She was live streaming.
Yeah, it was just
selling your photos to You Magazine.
No.
Well, Sketchy, I just want to say, first of all, good luck in Johannesburg. No, you don't need the luck. I'm gonna take that back.
No, but I'm just literally gonna be living there. But
I'm
in Durban all the time. You know, I'm playing all the clubs that are here, and
I'm gonna make a promise from us here in KZN. We will support.
Sweet.
We will support local. We will buy our tickets. We will not ask you for comps. We will buy our tickets. We will come.
All I want from Durban is just to come out to a show. Like, even if it's raining,
yeah,
leave your house. Like, the rain is not going to hurt you. Like, Durban has a thing about rain. Like, as soon as it gets, like, even a slight drizzle, you're inside.
No, it's too much. Look, from a female's perspective, you must know. Oh, but the harder.
Yeah. It's frizzles up. Crazy, yeah.
But maybe we should all just start wearing some balaclavas.
Yeah, it might help.
Sketchy, thank you so much for sitting with me today. I appreciate it. More than you know.
Thank you so much.
We will be following you, not like in a weird stalker way, but in a loving fan way.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kerry. I appreciate it.